I think it's very important that women and girls participate in decision-making around hand sanitation. First of all, both in the design of programs and UNICEF in its designs and the way it implements projects does involve communities in deciding, for example, where they want to put their water point. Because in the end, they're the ones who are going to be using it and they're the ones who are going to be maintaining it. And in that context, of course, women and girls, we know, are twice as likely as men to be fetching water. And therefore, it's very strong interest and benefit to women and girls to be involved in the decision-making process as to where they want to site a water source, for example.
So in terms of specific end results, we talked about the fetching of water. Given the fact that women and young girls often spend a disproportionate amount of time collecting water, what is the benefit of a gender approach?
There are a number of great outcomes or benefits. One of them is, of course, a reduction in disease, and disease that causes both mortality as well as morbidity. So disease that kills children and poor people, and then diseases that cause them to be sick, which means that they cannot be productive. That's one benefit. There's a second benefit around nutrition status and growth. So we have evidence that children who don't have good sanitation and water end up actually having their growth stunted as a consequence. Because if you have one of the other effects of diarrhea and similar diseases is that it stops your body absorbing nutrients. And of course, there's the intangible benefits like time. If you don't have to walk as far to fetch water, then women and girls can use their time a lot more productively in terms of more leisure. They have a choice as to how they want to use their time. And I think that's a really important point. And finally, particularly in relation to sanitation, where women have to often walk out into the bush to go to the toilet and try and find some privacy, the dignity of having a good toilet to use close to their household and not having to do that, as well as security issues associated with going off far away, those are addressed by having good sanitation. So there's a whole range of benefits, very tangible benefits in terms of health and nutrition outcomes, but also things that are equally important in terms of dignity and safety, and looking at it holistically in terms of both the way men and women use water and sanitation and think of water and sanitation differently.
And finally, this is World Water Week. What is UNICEF working to highlight as you do the work that you do in different parts of the world as it relates to water?
For us, it's a case of a glass half empty, glass half full. I mean, the half full element of it is that a lot of progress has been made. Since 1990, 2 billion people have gained access to an improved drinking water, and about 1.8 billion people have gained access to improved sanitation. So those are great achievements by government and civil society and many, many actors. However, the progress has been inequitable, and there are still many, many people without services. So for us, the thrust really is now on focusing on the poorest people and on the hardest to reach, because that is the unfinished agenda, and we can't afford to take our eye off the ball until everyone has access to these absolute basic rights.